Welcome to Ask the Mayor in Kokomo, but not really in Kokomo. We're meeting in Indianapolis today at the Indiana Association of Cities and Towns for this month. I happen to meet you here. What's going on today?
Down here, of course, IACT has changed its name to AIM, so Accelerating Indiana Municipalities, and we had our executive board meeting today. We meet usually every other month, every quarter. We have a meeting so we have mayors from around the state, clerk, treasurers, town board presidents, things, and just get an update on the organization. Of course, today was focused a lot on the legislative session with the Indiana General Assembly. And tonight we have our legislative dinner with the governor will be there and lieutenant governor, as well as 70 state reps and senators total have signed up to be there tonight. So just gives us a chance tonight to interact with our legislators. We're trying to do more outreach and do a better job of telling our story and working together to move our cities and of course then the state forward.
So you mentioned that change in the name, Accelerate Indiana Municipalities, so that better reflects your mission?
We think so, yes. It took a year or two. We came up with rebranding, but really is a chance to revamp our organization and really focus on more outreach to the state media and to the our other elected officials, and really just talk about the good things that are happening in cities throughout the state of Indiana, and both large, small, and mid-sized cities.
And I mean, just like anything, the more you get together, the more you collaborate, the more you talk, the more you can say, using each other's resources to make everything better, right?
Right, and, yeah. It works, and it goes way beyond just our everyday challenges, because we all face a lot of the same challenges, and it's funding or lack thereof or limited resources. But on a personal experience, when we had the tornadoes that came through Howard County last August, it was by building these relationships, we were able to pick up the phone and call mayors directly as well as they reached out because they knew Kokomo's story before the incidents took place.
Yeah, I was surprised to see it's a county smoking ban that the city is also with that came back, a vote passed last month. Can you tell us what led up to that, especially since about 2 years ago the city tried to pass, but it didn't work out?
It did not pass. What happened, going back a little bit, I think it was in 2004, maybe 2005, we passed a city smoking ban. The exception, restaurants, no smoking in just about every place, with the exception being private clubs and bars that only catered to people 21 and over. So you could still, we had both smoking and non-smoking adult bars. And the county, and then a couple of years ago, the city, and it failed 5-4, it was a very close vote, failed 5-4 to pass a comprehensive ban that would include no smoking in parks and in those over 21 clubs and the private clubs. This time the county got a hold of us just a few weeks out. They said they were going to pass a countywide ban. By law, ours, Kokomo could be exempt from that. I felt it was important that we be part of that countywide ban. So Kokomo passed it to basically an interlocal agreement to follow the county, or if at some point in the future the state has a more restrictive policy, we will adhere to that as well as the county ordinance. And now you no longer, as of July 1st, will not be able to smoke in any establishment, private clubs, in city parks, festivals, things like that.
The opposition we spoke to last time was worried about their business, as many customers smoked in their bar. Are you worried some of them might lose business?
You know, that all I can go by is history, and those concerns have been raised for the last few decades, whether it be a state, county, or city that passes a comprehensive smoking ban. You can look at they've been successful in that, and those arguments usually don't hold water. There may be some that might, but a lot of times they were not, it was already tough for them. But I've seen where actually some businesses thrive. It's a matter of them adapting to the, you know, and changing their business model. So a lot of times you'll see, and I expect to see, a lot of these bars add things like outdoor seating and make them more inviting to people who don't smoke. So we'll see what happens.
I see you gave your State of the City address recently.
Yes.
So maybe just in a minute or two, maybe a little bit of an overview of those who weren't able to see it.
Sure. Obviously, we do try to keep a small piece, go back, talk about our successes last year, what worked, what didn't. One of the things I talked about, it had been almost a year to the day since we had passed LGBT protections for our citizens, and I was very proud that 1 year into this, and we've not had one business that has been cited for discrimination. I think that's a huge testimony to our business community, and we haven't had a complaint from our citizens. So we feel good about that people, it says a lot in a positive way about Kokomo. Looking forward, we talked about, basically, we've got to become a healthier city. Indiana consistently ranks in the bottom 20 percentile of states for our health rankings across the board. Unfortunately, Howard County is usually in the bottom half of the counties within Indiana. So we've got a lot of ground to make up, but the number one factor in your overall health, and that's what we talked about, one in seven chance of dying from some sort of heart disease, diabetes, things that are somewhat preventable through healthy living. And the number one factor in making your lifestyle more healthy is your built environment, creating that walkable, becoming a city where it's easy to be mobile. So trying to use the stairs more often, making our city pedestrian friendly, bike friendly, all those things. And so that's the focus of this, with our limited resources, this is what we're going to focus on. Your chances of dying from an international terror incident, very unlikely. Your chances of dying from diabetes or heart disease, more likely. So we're going to try to design our city, design our streets, our parks to make it cohesive and almost inviting to get people out walking and more mobile.
Well, and then, that's what you meant. This kind of stuck out at me when you said your zip code can have far more bearing on your health than your genetics. And that's exactly what
that's
you
exactly
meant by
right.
that.
That's exactly right. Right. And if you think of it, the more densely populated, the more pedestrian friendly, trying to make everything conducive to getting people out, that's what we're going to do. And that's where we should focus our dollars, because that will have more of an impact on your health, your life, than some of the other things that sometimes cities focus on.
Good weather to be outside. It also is giving you a jump on some construction
projects. It has. Yeah. We had a very mild winter. A couple things. We already have a lot of construction projects in the process right now in Kokomo. Now, some of them are ours. Some of them, Indian American Water's doing a lot of work right now. But we have a separation project with our wastewater, our CSO program underway over at Jefferson and Phillips Street, downtown on Washington Street in Indiana American Water. We're working already on some trail extensions and improvements. This weather has enabled us to get a jump on it. And the fact that we lost about a month we didn't get a lot of projects finished last year because of the tornadoes that came through in August. And so now we have a little bit of catch up, but we are going to be very aggressive this year. I try to tell Kokomo residents and visitors to our city, just expect to see a lot of cones, a lot of construction barrels, and this year. And we're going to, that's how we're going to have to fix the streets and fix the sidewalks. And this year is going to be a year of orange barrels and orange cones.
You touched upon this. I was going to ask you about that report on this. Is it $4.3 million boost to help aging pipes in Kokomo? That's to the Indiana American
it's
Water.
Private investment, yes.
Private investment,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're in the process of reinvesting in their older infrastructure, and that's important for us. And we work with them very closely, and I have to give them a lot of credit. They have moved some of their projects up so that we can You know, all of us as taxpayers, as residents, we hate to see brand new streets put in, and then weeks, months later, the underground infrastructure needs replaced or fixed, and so they tear the street up and have it, the beautiful new street destroyed. So we work with them trying to coordinate so that they can do the underground work first. We come in right behind them and try to time that as best we can.
So as part of being in Indianapolis today, you get to have dinner with, as you mentioned earlier, with the governor and lieutenant governor. Maybe just kind of leave today with what's those things on your minds that you're hoping he's going to speak to you guys about.
Yeah. We're obviously optimistic that they're, you know, we all, I think, businesses, no one likes to pay more in taxes. No one wants to, you know, we want to keep as much of our disposable income as possible. But they have been very open this year down at the legislature, and I think the governor, we're optimistic that we're going to get some more road funding, both for the state. Some will go to the county, some will go to municipalities, but a bump in the road funding, and we're excited about that. No one likes to do that, but there are, you know, right at this point, there are not a lot of easy answers. Asphalt's expensive, concrete's expensive, and if you want nice things, sometimes you just have to pay for it. So we're optimistic that's going to be part of the message tonight, and at the very least, they've been extremely open to looking at that.
So are you still having the Easter egg hunt this year at Municipal Stadium?
I don't have the exact time, but on April 9th, we're having the second year we're going to do an egg drop for an Easter egg drop at Kokomo Municipal Stadium. Last year we okayed it. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was a great event. Kids were excited. Basically, eggs are spread out all over the baseball stadium. And then we had four parachuters come in just a few seconds apart from each other. So it was pretty exciting to watch. And then they dumped more eggs out there. When the last one landed, rolled up his tarp, the kids just came out onto the field. So it was a huge community. So you had airplanes flying overhead, dropping, having people come down, parachute onto the field, dropping some eggs. And just it was a nice community event. So I'm actually looking forward to that again this year.